You know, today in the gospel, when we hear Jesus saying, do not be called rabbi or father or master. A lot of times, when I'm dealing with Protestants, that's the first thing they pick up. And they say, look, Jesus says, don't be called father. So how come we call priests father and we call our parents father and we use that word? And of course, that would be someone who takes this in the more fundamentalist approach to the scriptures, because Jesus himself, if that were the case, he often will use the word father. Anyone who loves father and mother more than me, well, he's actually using the phrase. Or if those who say that to mother and father, what I've given you is Corban, I mean, he's saying that again. And then when he gives the parable of the prodigal son, he says the father. You know, so, I mean, obviously, the way we look at this is he doesn't look at the letters F-A-T-H-E-R or R-A-B-B-I or master, M-A-S-T-E-R, but the places that these hold, that our true, our final, that anyone who puts anyone as their father above God who is father, then takes the place of God and puts them before God. The same thing with rabbi or teacher, as they say, that's what the rabbi means, teacher. And so we use that word to all the time, teacher. But the idea is we know that in the end, we have only one teacher. And all of our teaching that we do shares, as we say, in the ministry of teaching, you know, and in the ministry of fatherhood and one who is master of our lives, that no one else should direct our lives but Christ himself. And I think that's always a challenge for us, because it's the first commandment. It's the one that Christ keeps talking about, that even without knowing it, that's why there has to be a lot of good examination of conscience and a good review, because we do constantly, we have that tendency because of original sin to put things before God, to make things greater than God, you know, and to have things in our life that direct us instead of God. And most importantly, sometimes our own passions, our own anger, our own direction causes us to do things that then we know that that's not putting God first in our life. And it's always a challenge for us, but remembering that's the call. And the first part of it, obviously, with the Pharisees, and they say, you know, listen to what they say, because they're reading right out of the scriptures, the Old Testament, about them, for us, the New Testament, but don't even put any faith in any of the priests or any of the scribes or the Pharisees or the religious leaders, because they are just people as well. And we've had examples of some awful kind of things that happened by priests and by those in authority, by those who have, by even parents and things. But we recognize that in the end, it's the Christ's teaching that is what we focus on. And that's ultimately what drives us forward. That is what gives us the courage and the strength to even endure, recognizing that no one should ever take the place of God first.